With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Windsor police are looking for five suspects after shots were fired Monday night outside an East End business. The vehicle in question left the area of Tecumseh Road East and Rivard Avenue and returned twice. A noxious substance was sprayed the first time and shots were fired the second time. No one was hurt. A description of the vehicle is up at WindsorNewsToday.ca. Windsor police have arrested another suspect following a fight outside a downtown bar. The 26-year-old man is the fifth person charged in connection with the incident early Saturday morning on Olet Avenue, which sent two people to hospital with serious injuries. The suspect is charged with two counts of aggravated assault. The London man, convicted of hitting and killing members of a Muslim family with his vehicle, has filed an appeal. Nathaniel Veltman was found guilty of the June 2021 attack on a London street, which is deemed an act of terrorism. Defense lawyer Christopher Hicks has confirmed his client has filed an appeal, but another law firm will take over and handle it. The parents of the Oxford, Michigan school shooter are headed to prison. An Oakland County judge has sentenced James and Jennifer Crumley to 10 to 15 years. Both were convicted of involuntary manslaughter, the first time in U.S. history that parents of a school shooter were held criminally liable. LaSalle Mayor Crystal Melosh will call for a traffic study of Front Road at Tuesday night's council meeting. She says traffic has gone up at Martin Lane and at Victory Road, and people don't feel safe.
Certain hours of the day, it's almost impossible to safely turn out because of the high amount of traffic, not getting enough breaks in between to allow you to safely turn. And then we're also getting calls from residents who walk in the area, and they're saying it's not safe to walk Front Road area or to be able to cross Front Road.
Her motion will ask the town to seek the county's help since it is a county road. The federal government is setting up a $500 million fund to provide mental health care to young people. The Minister for Mental Health and Addiction says it'll go to community health organizations, which can reach more people than post-secondary school campuses can. That announcement will be included in the next federal budget, which will be announced next week. Now that the solar eclipse is over, you may be wondering what to do with those glasses. Astronomers Without Borders is a nonprofit organization that collects solar glasses for redistribution to other areas with eclipses coming. To learn more about how to donate your glasses, visit the link at WindsorNewsToday.ca. In sports, the Tigers beat the Pirates 5-3 Tuesday afternoon in a matinee in Steel City. The Blue Jays entertained the Mariners Tuesday night. In the Junior A playoffs, Leamington visits Collingwood in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. Collingwood leads 2-0. In the NHL, the Maple Leafs visit New Jersey, and the Red Wings host the Capitals. In the NBA, the Pistons visit the 76ers, and the Raptors welcome Indiana. Tuesday night's weather, some clouds, windy and 6 with scattered showers possible. Sunshine and 19 Wednesday. Cloudy Wednesday night with rain developing, a low of 11. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.